have undertaken a piece of research entitled Affordability and the Provision of Water Services in Ireland. I feel that that report has not been published because it will highlight once again that so many people in this country, especially those in low income and groups with medical conditions, cannot afford to pay the water charges that are being brought in. And I feel that they're again running and hiding. This is typical PR from the government. When there's something that they don't want or don't want to see, they just bury it.
Significant that already we've heard from the St Vincent de Paul Society about the need to publish this particular document.
Yes, and again, I mean, I suppose St Vincent de Paul are at the coal face of dealing with people who are presently can't afford to meet their bills. And I'm sure that they would see that this is going to be another another charge that is going to end up at their table in very many cases. I mean, again, I would see it with community welfare officers, with the likes of St Vincent de Paul, who are constantly picking up where people can't make ends meet. And this is obviously why they won't publish this report, because, again, it would echo what we have been saying for the last number of years, is that people can't afford to pay these charges. At the moment, there's a consultation with the Commission for Energy Regulation. But what they haven't been telling people, or what they haven't publicised in that regard, is that the CER won't be able to consider affordability as a factor in determining the price.